local nursing home just to make up the numbers.
I'm serious, Debbie said. I'm burnt out at work. I want out of London. I didn't mean for all this to come out tonight. I'm so sorry. But I've had it with the whole work until you drop thing. I can't do it anymore. I just can't. I really need out. I've been so scared of telling you. But we'll only do it if you're certain. Absolutely certain. Absolutely certain. Are you certain?
Some of the farmers around us were waltzing, some jiving, some doing the twist. They were happy. I was nearly at the end of my Exmoor Rain beer and tilted the glass, smiling. It was pointless trying to speak. I still couldn't hear a word of what she was saying, but hoped it was something about the need for another drink.
Of course, I said.
Her chin dropped, and she mouthed the word,
Really?
It was New Year's Eve. My glass was empty, and I wanted another. I nodded enthusiastically, mouthing back,
Yes, really.
Delighted, she seemed so pleased at my intention to drink the bar dry. She got up and flung her arms around my neck, kissing me wildly and shouting,
I love you, I love you, I love you,
into my ear. Then she picked up my glass and rushed for the bar, darting between the dancers. The band was still playing, though not necessarily all the same tune, and I was happy to see the singer still on her feet. I'm sure at one point I heard her shout into the microphone,
Do you know how old I am?
I settled back into my seat, Debbie at the bar collecting our drinks, content that I was the relationship god. The next day started badly. You know, if you break a mirror, it's said to be 7 years bad luck, or if you cry on your birthday, you're said to cry for the whole 12 months until it's your birthday again, or if it rains on St. Swithin's Day, it'll rain for 40 days and 40 nights. Well, there isn't an equivalent for New Year. If you ask me, there should be. Something like, if you agree to change everything about your life on New Year's Eve, your New Year's Day hangover will be the worst since records began, and it won't get any better when you sober up. That would work. My hangover was the worst since records began, which, considering I was 32 years old and started drinking somewhere in my late teens, meant records began about 14 years ago. Put another way, it was the worst hangover ever. How much did I drink last night? I said through furry teeth.
It doesn't matter,
Debbie said, bouncing onto the bed with both knees.
We were celebrating. Isn't it wonderful?
It matters to me, I thought, but said, What's wonderful?
Oh, you?
She punched me on the arm.
You know, moving to Exmoor. We'll get the most beautiful little country cottage with some chickens in the back garden, and you can collect the eggs in the morning, and I'll cook them for your breakfast. Oh, it'll be such bliss.
Huh?
I've got it all worked out. I'll quit my job as soon as we get back.
Huh?
Which won't be a hardship. Oh, Simon, I've been so unhappy.
I rummaged around inside my mind for some of the less sozzled brain cells, found half a dozen and strung them together as a basis of reasonable thought. Unfortunately, the mouth they had to protect their ideas was still a bit pissed. Quit work and move down here, I stammered. She bounced off the bed.
It all just came out last night, she said, folding clothes and tidying up the bedroom without looking back at me. I shouldn't have started talking about it. I don't know why I did, not on New Year's Eve. But once I started, I couldn't stop.
She stopped folding and shrugged.
Now you know everything. You're not disappointed, are you?
She still didn't look around. I had the same feeling you get when